neighbors.
Welcome home, neighbors.
Hello, neighbors.
We're listening from
Arizona,
Florida,
Maryland,
New York,
New Jersey,
Indianapolis,
California,
Utah,
Michigan,
Iowa, Massachusetts,
Georgia,
Canada.
Our home resort is
Animal Kingdom,
Polynesian,
Great Lake Tahoe,
Old Key West,
Riviera,
Boardwalk,
Alani Resort,
Hilton Head,
Boulder Ridge,
Copper Creek,
Grand Floridian,
Saratoga Springs,
Beach Club,
and Wilderness Lodge.
And you're listening to
Well, welcome home, everybody, to episode 20 of the Mighty VC Points Community Hall live podcast. My name is Chad, and I am your host tonight. So we are excited that you guys have tuned in and started to join us here. And today's show is brought to you by our friends over at DVC Resale Market. So they are the number one DVC reseller in the entire world. I think they've sold over 3,000 contracts this year. It's an insane amount of buyers and sellers that they have brought together. So if you're looking to buy a contract, you might as well head on over there to the best. They are all former Disney sales guides. And what that means is you can get that Disney level of experience without having to pay the Disney price tag. DVCresalemarket.com. Let them know you heard about them here on the My DVC Points podcast. So I would like to welcome back to the show our co-host and I guess co-host is a right word. We kind of promoted him. So welcome back, Brad. So,
and I got to do the chores now. So,
yeah, that's true. That's true. He is doing the post show chores and getting up the post and putting out as a podcast. So we appreciate that as well. See, Brad, we promote you to co-host and give you a bunch of work. That's how that
there
works.
And doubled right. My salary. Awesome. Thanks.
Right. And then speaking of co-host, let's welcome back Alicia to the show. Hey, Alicia, how you doing today?
Oh, happy and warm today from Sarasota. So that makes it fun.
Well, that is really, 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 really cool that you're tuning in and down there in Florida. I see the Christmas lights going on in the background. So gotta love that. And now we're going to welcome in some members of our DVC Newscast team. If you haven't had a chance to check out their podcast, DVC Newscast, find it on all major podcast players. And I'm going to welcome 2/3 of the team with us. So let's welcome in Jake and Pete. How you guys doing tonight?
I'm doing well. I'm super excited to talk about a fan favorite in studios. So it's always nice when we get to talk about those.
Yeah, that is really, really good. How you doing tonight, Pete?
Good, good. Yeah, I'm looking forward to talk about studios because pretty much I've only stayed in studios. So that's that's where most of my experience lies.
Okay. Well, that's
couple
a really
two,
great...
Couple one bedrooms, but mostly studios.
Yeah, that's a really great question. So what are all... What's everybody's experience with studios like? Brad?
Well, we've pretty much done all studios in the early days when we only had the one contract. We only had the 200 points, and so we had to constantly stretch those points. So, and the kids were small, and the studios worked great. It wasn't until they got a little bit older, and I splurged one time and did a bigger one, and now it's hard to ever get them to go back. But I love the studios.
Got it. Alicia, what's your studios like?
Yeah, so we're usually a two-bedroom kind of world. We have, you know, four kids and lots of, you know, baggage that comes with it. But this past time, last weekend, you know, when I chatted with you, we were at a studio at Animal Kingdom. So we have, like, touched our toes into them a little bit. And I'm dreaming of those vacations, which we've never done before, of just my husband and I, to go somewhere, just the two of us in a studio on those, like, maybe we'll have an extra 10 points or something or 20 points that we have to get rid of somehow. So I'm here for like education as well as dreaming.
Oh, awesome. And Jake, what about you?
So 80% of the time I'm actually in a studio and I love them because sometimes half of the time I'm by myself. The other half I'm with another person, usually my mom or a cousin. So I've gotten the chance to stay at every studio on Disney World property. And you'll find out about my favorites in a little bit, but they're definitely some of my favorite accommodations.
And Pete's Cat, what about you?
Well, as I said, we've stayed in one bedrooms twice, and other than that, we've stayed exclusively in studios. So we've stayed at most of the resorts in studios, only a couple that we haven't been to yet.
Awesome. And so you're pretty much everywhere, right? My family they're not studio people. Okay. So I book a studio for them and it's a bunch of whining. But that doesn't mean I haven't been down there more than my fair share of time doing podcast research and meetups and everything else and stayed in quite a few studios along the way. And sometimes you get a two bedroom that's a lock off, so you get the studio side as well. So I'm pretty well versed in the studios there. And I guess our first question for tonight is, and we'll ask the audience this as well, is what criteria do you use to determine what is the best studio? Okay. So Brad, what's your criteria like?
Mine's kind of a balance of multiple things. Sometimes a floor plan plays a part of it because there's certain studios that are definitely more conducive, especially if the kids are with us. But probably the number one for me is value. When I look at it and I see how many points and then what do I get for those points, like view, what resort am I at? What kind of an experience am I having there? And that all creates the value to me, and I'm a values guy. So that's really where my criteria is.
Got it. So value. So Alicia, what do you look for in a studio?
So in my dream world, right? So the purpose of me going into a studio would be location, I think, for me. So like if I was going, I would want to be near doing stuff. So I wouldn't have to spend so much time traveling to places. I could be able to, as you say, what, stumble home or get to zip here or walk to there or boat to there easier. So I think location would be a big one on my list.
Okay. Location, Jake.
So for me, it's all about size of the studio, depending on how the trip is. Every trip is different. If I'm by myself, I don't care if I'm in a value studio or any other studio, I'm by myself. When I'm with somebody else, it's always nice to have one of those 400 plus square foot rooms, especially those like Grand Flow and Poly that have the bathroom and then the half bath so that, you know, you can shower at the same time and whatnot. So definitely layout is a big one. And I got to agree with Alicia, location, 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 especially at some of these resorts that are walking distance to the parks. It just depends on the type of trip.
Got it. Pete, what do you look for in a studio?
Yeah, I guess a combination of some of those things. I would agree with looking at a value. Most of them are not that different in terms of size. So with a few exceptions, I think they're so similar that to me it's about how many points is it costing me a night? And then number two, where is it? I completely agree with Alicia if I'm looking for it to be handy to something. So if it's a short walk to the pool or a short walk to the bars or wherever it is, I want that room to be somewhere where it's handy.
Yeah, every trip would have a different purpose. So
yeah that really is kind of some of what we're seeing here. I know for myself, I'm all about the point charts. Okay. Because if I'm going in a studio, generally the family's not with me. And so I'm kind of pilfering points off of the family account so that I can go down there and do podcast stuff. So it's like, what's the cheapest? Okay. What is the absolute cheapest I can get into, which normally is an Old Key West, a Saratoga, or an Animal Kingdom Standard View, unless one of those glorious value rooms pop up. So, but you got to be on those at the 11-month mark or catch somebody who's canceled in order to get one of them. So for me, that's kind of it. And if we're like, you know, crashing there is, I guess Andrew had a term here. Help me out, guys. Way back when he called these what, crash pads or something along those lines or
flop houses, I think it was.
Flop house. That was his term. I knew there was a term there as well. So if we're using it as a flop house for like before a cruise or something along those lines, the cheapest thing still works for me. But the bathroom things are nice. But I could see if people are vacationing a whole long time there, you might put a little bit more value on there as well. So let's come into some of these comments here. And so Rachel was saying she had the opportunity to stay at a studio at Old Key West in Boulder Ridge. The DVC studios are very comfortable and have a small kitchenette. Most of the times we have too many people and do a two bedroom. Story of our lives, right, Alicia?
After we've been staying in two bedrooms, like I'm like, there's not enough room in here to bring other people. Like, I kind of like just having me and my kids in a two bedroom. I don't know. It's kind of nice.
Yeah, there you go. And so Lori was saying that the two bathrooms is important to her and she likes a great view. And then Victoria says size and having a legit kitchen, which I don't know you're going to find too many legit kitchens in a studio, but yeah, there are some with a little bit more counter space than others.
Yeah.
From what I can tell. And Jimmy says point value, capacity, number of bathrooms, and poly is king so far for us. And I think that's our final question tonight is that we'll get to that one. And then Amy was saying poly studios work great for my family. There's only three of us and my son doesn't mind the pull down bed. So no one has to sleep on the pull out couch. And two bathrooms is a big plus, as is the location. And that's something, like, if all five of us are going, we're pretty much stuck into something with a Murphy bed. And my kids tend to fight over who gets the Murphy bed. It's usually, hey, you had it last time, you know, kind of a situation for Murphy bed there. But then Scott was saying, you know, great views from the balcony and the Poly Lakeview rocks. You know, I have yet to stay in a Poly Lakeview. I just can't quite wrap my heads around that point chart there. Okay. I'm like,
yeah, it's high.
Especially when one third of them are bungalow views. Okay.
And the noise is crazy on those floor. On those rooms with the ferry, because every time they pull in, they got to sound the horn. I swear you hear that horn. I was in a corner room in Tokelau, and I heard that horn at like 6 in the morning.
Oh,
yeah, they start about 6 in the morning. So
yeah.
Good Lord. Okay. And I dig Willie's answer here. He's just saying availability is the number one thing to him. In addition to value, we go with what we can, and we love them all. So that is really, really true. You have to consider these are the most popular rooms in all of DVC. Simply do, you can stay more nights in a studio than you can in a one bedroom or a two bedroom or anything else. So these things tend to be hot. Okay. And then Justin was saying is, my only criteria is, can I fit two pack and plays? Okay.
One for you and one for the kids. Is that, Justin, what it's for?
That's the three under five that he was talking about.
Mine was, when I had little that size, I'm like, can I even put the luggage away? You know, if I tried to squish people in, like, where do you stick all those bags?
Yeah, that's true. And some of the new designs have got the luggage underneath it, like Disney Cruise Line has. So we see that at Poly, some of the new Old Key West. I think Riviera has that going on now. So, yeah, that's a really good point. Karina was saying point value and if it's been recently renovated.
That's a good point.
That's actually a good criteria, because some of those rooms, when they get near the end of their lifetime, get pretty rough looking.
Pretty nasty. Saratoga's been getting a lot more love lately since their preferred room rehab, and they look awesome. So I've noticed that.
I am looking forward to all of Saratoga finishing out that. And last I was there in October, they had just started the paddock buildings. So they should be wrapping up paddocks sometime soon now. Okay. And then Victoria was just saying it's hard to fit one pack and play, Justin. Hey, this is true. I know when we were doing it, we had one bedrooms and we'd stick them into the one bedroom closet because it was big enough for the pack and play to go out in there. And don't tell my kids. They got something to tell their therapist when they get older, right? Dad put me in a pack and play at Disney. Yeah, well, the abuse. Holly was saying this will be our first stay in a studio and helped us for stretching points, allowing us to have a second trip in 2020. As a family of five, I have a feeling this could be one of the rare times we stay in a studio. She's got her first one.
If you'd have started there, it'd be okay. But going from the bigger ones to a studio, yeah, you're probably right.
Oh, you heard my husband whining last weekend? Yeah.
That's part of the reason I keep us in studios. I don't want my wife and daughter telling me how great the one bedrooms are.
Yeah. He's like, where's the rest of it?
I couldn't hear your husband over the horns.
Seriously, once you go studio, it's hard to go back. It's just really, really, really hard to go back as well. And so Scott was saying a lot of people complain about the fairy horns at Poly, but to me, I love it. It means I'm home.
Other than the 6 a.m. one, I do too. But
yeah, I wouldn't mind. I'm a super light sleeper. So if I'm up at 6 in the morning, and I usually don't go to the parks until noon, I'm not a happy camper.
Some Disney sounds are worth it. Like, I love opening the doors and hearing, like, you know, the geyser go at Copper Creek. I'm like, every hour on the hour, I know what time it is.
All I know is every time I check into Poly, I request anything but Pago Pago parking lot view. And like every single time, Pago Pago parking lot view. I'm going like, oh, wow. No, that was anything but, okay. Like, yeah. The room request people there hate me is all I can say is I don't know what's up with that. But so Holly was saying same Justin, although we're down to one pack and play. This will probably be the last time we can fit in an occupancy of four. So you better sneak into those studios while you can there, Holly. Okay. Because once you age out of them, you're not getting back into it. And so Nicole says, truth, I stayed in a non-refurbished Saratoga paddock room in October. Cast members were delightful, but the room was downright shabby. And
yeah. They needed it.
Yeah.
Just what Peter said. There, it is getting to the end of their shelf life. It's time for them all to be refurbed. Yep.
I think Boulder's coming right after Saratoga. So
it should, right? Yeah. I think Animal Kingdom will be up here pretty soon, and then Bay Lake.
Animal Kingdom's not too bad, but Boulder Ridge, we stayed there like 3 years ago now, and it needed it then. So I got to imagine it must need it, really need it now.
Yeah. So hopefully that thing gets some love. I used to have, Pete, I don't think I had a consecutive list, but if you go to the MyDVC Points Wiki, I've got all of those refurb dates that are out there per resort from where we've just saw them here and there on the internet or DVC.
Yeah, I think they only announce them like for the next year or two. And then beyond that, you kind of got to estimate.
Yeah, well, what happens is they said they were going to this 7-year cycle of hard, soft.
Right.
And you could apply that formula to them from there based on what their announcements were. And we should hear more here in
next Thursday.
Weeks. Yeah. Yeah. So 2 weeks from today, we should have a lot to talk about. If there's some good stuff on that meeting to talk about as well. So, okay. I think our next question is best floor plan. What do you guys like in terms of your floor plans? Brad?
So floor plans, probably one of the things that, because what we talked about, trying to do a family four in the studios, which is what we did for so long, there are certain studios and rooms that have two full-size beds rather than a bed and a fold-out couch. And when the kids were younger, the couches worked fine. As they got older, they liked them. And we fell in love with, we got the opportunity for I think it was two nights, when we did our Aulani trip, to stay in a standard room. And a standard room in Aulani is technically, it's one of their hotel rooms that has the two queen-size beds. The drawback is it doesn't have the kitchenette, but has the two full-size beds. But it's actually in the DVC inventory, so technically it is one of their studio packages. There's just very few of them, so that's probably one of the things I look for, is something like that where they have multiple beds. And I was seeing, I think you said something, Chad, about another resort that had two full-size beds.
Okay West.
Okay West has two Oki beds.
Okay West, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, I think they're two.
So that would be
something
for me. If I'm looking for the layout, I'm usually looking for that, because I'm the whatever the term you use, the squatter, you know, the rooms are nice and I love staying at a DVC resort, but lots of times when we're there, we're just there to sleep, go to bed, get up and go to Disney. So
yeah, a little bit of a crash pad. Alicia, what do you like in terms of studio floor plans?
So as I was peeking around, Polly is one of those, you know, dream destinations. And I don't think it'll happen with a family of six, unless I have like Buco points to stay in one of the cabins or whatever it is out there. So, but it looks like they kind of did a lot of their focus on the studio. And by having two bathrooms and having a lot more, I would say, living space, like to get ready, I think that would be helpful.
Yeah. It's that bath and a quarter. Okay. You can't call it a half bath there, but because there's no like, commode in there. It's like a quarter. Like you get an extra bonus shower and sink. Okay.
It's a sink and a shower.
Yeah. That's not my space anyway. That's his space. So that's where he's going to be.
But that is nice, having a shower and a tub.
Yes.
Because, you know, the area, especially if you have little kids, you still want to have a tub, but then you have a shower the adults can use. And even though it's only one toilet, it's still pretty handy.
Yeah.
And that full bathroom is so huge in Poly, I swear you could throw a mattress out in there and just camp. You know, it's yeah. it's massive.
It's like 450 square feet or 20.
Yeah, the rooms are feet. The rooms are the largest studios at. They're about 450 square feet. To me, it's not the most efficient use of space in that, but it's still by far the biggest studio. So
in Walt Disney,
you know,
World.
I think about 200 square feet of it is bathroom, but it's still a yeah. great area because it gives you lots of room to store things. So
and
you
know, get ready.
You got a place you can put your empty suitcases. Even your full suitcases. The only negative in those studios to me is there's not a ton of storage space in terms of like drawers and things. There's like drawers underneath the bed and that's kind of it. But overall, I do agree that's a pretty nice studio.
Yeah, you tend to sacrifice something when you take the drawers out from underneath the TV for the Murphy bed, right? So, Jake, what do you like yeah. in terms of floor plans?
So my favorite floor plan is Grand Floridian Villas. And the reason why I like it a lot better than Poly is because while you still have the bathroom and the half, I'm a big balcony fan. I love mornings out in the balcony with coffee. The balcony is a lot wider, I would say, at Grand Floridian than Poly. And I'm a big guy, so I actually like to stretch my feet out. And Grand Floridian's is a lot bigger. And you still have the nice bath and the half and the little... I don't know if this counts as floor plan, but the little TV and the mirror, I think that's super duper cool. And then a close second for me is going to be Bay Lake Tower, actually, because I love that little pantry. It's the smallest DVC studio, but the floor plan, how it's laid out with the pantry is super, super convenient, especially for us Florida residents. We like to bring a bunch of snacks with us and we just store it in there and we're good for 5-6 nights.
Wow, that's interesting. You actually like the little closet kitchenette deal. Right.
I love it because we bring a bunch of bottles of water. So we just packs of water. So we just stack it up there in the corner and it works out perfect.
I could see how that'd be handy because I'm a cooker and, you know, I would rather cook myself for breakfast and everything. So that would probably be really handy.
Yeah.
Yeah. You do have kind of like a dedicated kitchen space for that because what's different about Bay Lake is it's the only studio that doesn't have a galley style kitchen. Meaning the kitchen isn't surrounding the hallway to the rest of the villa, okay?
Right. It's closet space on the right-hand side or left-hand side.
Yeah, it's this little nook closet over there. But in my opinion, it kind of like takes room out of the rest of the studio. And you're already talking about one of the smallest studios that we have. So it's...
Yeah, they did a weird split there when they designed their rooms and the... Their studio is the smallest of the studios and their one bedroom is one of the biggest of the one bedrooms. And they just distributed the two rooms a little differently than most of the other resorts do.
Go ahead, Pete. Sorry.
I was going to say, I haven't stayed at a Bay Lake Tower studio, so I can't really judge if that size is a negative or not.
Yeah. I was going to say, I think it goes back to, again, how we travel from a personal level. I half the time I'm solo or with one other person. So the size of the room, it's great. But if I'm solo, whether it's 340 square feet or 450, it doesn't really make a difference to me if you're by yourself. Yeah,
it really does depend. Cause like if it's just my wife and I, it can be almost any size room. But if we're with our daughter, it's nice to have a bigger room.
Yeah. If you're a party of 3, 4, 5, then Poly or Grand Flow is definitely the way to go.
Exactly. Yeah. That's what I was going to mention was that's a particular one where it's a nice layout. It's not bad as long as there's two of you. If there's 3 or 4, it's going to get really close.
Lori.
With a bottle of water.
Yeah. Lori here was with you as well there, Jake, saying, I consider the size of the balcony and Old Key West is huge and some of them are tiny. I know you had mentioned this before. Poly has some of the smallest balconies for the largest studios. So if you're a balcony person, probably not a great choice. And Amy was saying that she loves the BLT kitchen. She's right there with you, Jake. But everything else about that studio is tiny. I think it's a great floor plan. I wish they would just add 50 or so square feet.
Yeah.
And yeah, that is a tiny, tiny, tiny studio. I think 4 people in there would just be bouncing off the walls from each other. Mm-mm. Yeah. No thanks for me. No thanks for me there. But you make up for it over at the one bedroom. And then Justin saying the separate shower at Poly is a perfect place to put a pack and play for a sleeping toddler baby. So it's nice to be able to give them a place to nap without having to shut the whole room.
And you
room
do bath
down.
Time and nap time at the same time.
Right? You can say a crying baby in there probably would work well as well.
I think there's a show topic there for you, Chad. You need to get Justin in on doing a one on pack and plays.
There we go. Like between Justin and we'll bring back Shannon to do, you know, like DVC for toddlers, right?
We have a demand for it.
Yeah, there we go. And you know, Amy brings up a really unique point here that I hadn't thought of before. And she says the Kidani studio floor plan does not work well for getting ready in the morning. The sink is in the room with the shower, and you have to walk through that room to get to the toilet. So if somebody's taking a shower, you can't make it over to the toilet.
It's awkward. Awkward.
I've only stayed at Kidani once, but I did notice that I thought the shower had its own door too, but maybe not. But it's kind of weird the way you got it, where the toilet is kind of off to the side.
Yeah, it's got a privacy room for the toilet, and the other part is all together. But it's like you say, you can't go by. You can't.
Yeah.
You come in and you're there with whoever's there.
Yep.
You got to figure out how to. Get
and that's really ironic because, you know, we talked about the cross reference between Bay Lake. You know, they more than accommodated for it on the other stuff. We'll hear about the Kidani other stuff later on because they more than accommodate for bathrooms in both of those when you go back into that next episode. Spoiler alert coming up for that. Make sure I don't get my own Doug message here. And Scott was saying, I need the extra bathroom size since my wife takes over one in the mornings getting ready.
Hey, Scott, I travel with three women. I feel your pain, brother. I'm lucky I get one.
So I'm like, they don't send you down to like the pool bathroom to get ready?
Exactly.
Yep. So.
Shower elsewhere, sir.
Yeah. And then John was saying BLT was really creepy when the bath sink was in the kitchen. And I enjoy the small counter on the open wall to store the items and also the full-size mirror. And that's something that I think they redesigned all of those studios really fast after they kind of came in there. And like his comment was saying, the bath sink in the kitchen would be just a little bit odd. Okay.
I would think that wouldn't be up to code.
Yeah. Yeah. And then Nicole is saying, my hat's off to all of you who do 4 and 5 in a studio. My husband and I are just 2 and we managed to fill up the space just fine. Yeah. That's kind of my thoughts right there. I'm just going 4 or 5 people. Hats off to everybody. I don't know how you guys do it because the 5 of us are now feeling a little bit crowded in some of the 1 bedrooms. So
I think 3 or more bare minimum, at least go for one. If you're an owner, go for one of the 1 bedroom values. I think that's a really nice value. I'm going to get squirreled for talking about 1 bedrooms here, but it's a good alternative. If you're 3 people, just throwing that out there. Oh God.
You got it. Squirrel alert.
I'm the first one. Yay.
And I don't think it's bad if your kids are like the same sex. I know that sounds funny, but I mean, to have like a teenage boy and a teenage girl trying to, you know, like that would be hard to share. But, you know, having my husband and I and my 2 little girls at Animal Kingdom, that wasn't so bad. I mean, my husband would be like screaming on the wall right now going, you know, give me my 2-bedroom back. But they can share a bed just fine.
That's a good point.
Yeah, it depends on how many you have, how many kids you have and what their ages are. Right. Cause yeah, it's hard to have two teenagers of the opposite sex sharing the same bed. They don't really think that's very cool.
Like you.
And that's one thing we didn't mention though. Cause some of the studios do have the pull down, the trundle bed. Right. So there's actually 3 beds and others don't have that. I'm trying to think of which ones don't have the 3rd bed. I think Beach Club doesn't have the 3rd bed, right?
Beach Club does. Boardwalk
does. Yeah.
Boulder Ridge does. Saratoga, not on the studio side. Okay. Even the new refurbs, which is really ironic because the whole design of the room layouts copy each other from Beach Club to Boardwalk to Boulder Ridge to Saratoga. But yet Saratoga didn't get that extra bed in there.
Yeah, that's so a good point about Saratoga, is that they have the, now you have a full size bed coming down as a pull down, as opposed to just the sleeper sofa. It's a lot thicker, similar to the refurb that they did at Pop. Now you have two queen size beds similar to Old Key West.
Yeah, so you get kind of the best of both, right?
Yeah.
Well, an important caveat for those of you that are out looking, you're listening to this show, trying to decide what you're going to do in that next trip. Keep in mind, if you do happen to get one of those rooms that has the fold-down Murphy trundle bed, whatever you want to call it, that is not designed for a full-size human being. It's a fairly small bed.
Yeah, they're not 6 foot plus, I'll tell you that,
no,
right?
No. So younger kids, they're okay. Somebody who sleeps in a little ball, maybe. But
short little grandmas, kick them out over.
Yeah, maybe. But yeah, so be careful, because it is cool that it's there, but it actually is a small version of a bed. So it's really designed for kids is what it's designed for.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll take that. And I think we're going to pivot from Amy's comment about the Kidani bathrooms over to what is the worst room that you think of in terms of the DVC portfolio here, right? What's the worst studio that's out there? We're going best. Let's go worst now. Brad, you got any thoughts here?
Not much. I don't think there's any worst, but no. I haven't stayed in them, so I don't know. But based on the conversations I've had with people that have stayed, I think if I was going to pick one, it would be Bay Lake Tower.
Yeah, I'm definitely with you on that one.
Mentioned, there may be some things about it that are nice, and that'd be, I'm sure, like, that's the one, Jake, you mentioned, had the extra room, right? Mm-hmm. So for you, that worked great. But for me, with the lack of space and everything, that probably would be lower on my list. Plus, we're just not monorail resort people. It's never been a big thing to us. So we didn't go to Disney World till our kids were older. So, Magic Kingdom wasn't the place we had to go to in three times a trip. So,
Alicia, any thoughts for you on worst ones or?
So, okay, this is a hard one because, like, there's no bad places at Disney, right? Everything is sparkly and magical, and every time you walk in the door, you're like, yay, and I'm going to get a lot of hate for this, but probably, I guess, based on where I'm at, I would say Animal Kingdom because it's not near anything for us. My husband did not like the parking, and Chad was like, what? That's the best parking. But again, this is our first experience at COVID. Like, it's different, right? They just text you, here's your room number. We don't know where our room number is. You park on this one. And then we had to walk like 12 miles to find our room. And it just didn't have that whole sparkly, like, yay feel that we were used to. So
were you at Kidani or Jumbo?
Kidani.
Yeah,
I was going to actually, even though I own there, I was going to say Kidani, if you're at one of the rooms, like the furthest rooms on the end of Kidani, I think.
Separate area code rooms.
Yeah, I think, and that's, that's returning to location. If you have to, especially if you have a car, maybe it's not so bad, but if you're taking the bus and then you have to walk like a mile to your room, I'm not a fan of that. I want to be, as I said, I'm not so much about view. I'm about location. I want, when I'm at my resort, I want to walk as little as I have to. So any location that has me walking, a long distance just to get a soda is not going to be preferable to me. So it's more about that than it would be about the resort itself or the layout of the room.
And I'm sure in non-COVID, there's a lot of cool things that goes on and stuff, but it was just, during COVID, you're like, ooh, it's tight hallways. It's little, like little nooks. And I was like, oh, that's, it just wasn't.
I think you were just more attuned to that during COVID because the same architect designed Copper Creek. Okay. And I didn't hear any complaints about the hallways there. So
the hallways, especially at Kidani, are long, long.
They're just
hallways.
Long. Okay.
Yeah. I think that was probably it.
Right. Jake, what about you? What's the worst or least desirable studio?
So I'm going to get a lot of shame for this one, but I'm going to have to go with Old Key West because as a solo traveler half the time, having that second bed really does take up a lot of space for me. I don't like how the bathroom is straightforward. I like having it sort of in the alley and not straightforward. Third reason is the balcony is a hit or miss. Sometimes they're small, sometimes they're big, and sometimes the view can be a really nice golf course view, or you can get a tree like almost going into your room. It goes both ways. And that's pretty much it. The TV is really, really small, so I'm not a fan of the TV at all. And this, again, it's probably a light sleeper thing. The walls, I've noticed, are a lot thinner over at Old Key West. So we were next to a family in a one bedroom, and they were just making a lot of noise, and I was able to hear everything that they were doing, and I've never had that problem before at any other resort. But again, it's a light sleeper thing.
Yeah, very good point there. Pete, did you have a single worst or single least desirable?
No, well, as I said, the one I was thinking of was Kidani. And then also the one time we stayed in a studio at Kidani, we were very close to the, I always ask to be near the lobby. So we were very close to the lobby, but we were maybe like, I don't know, six rooms down. And our view was literally you opened the balcony and it was, there was the balcony, the table and the two chairs, and then a giant shrubbery. It was exactly off the balcony.
We Did were you have a standard view?
Yeah, it was a standard view.
Oh, okay. That's what you get.
It was like a view. It was a view of nothing. I've never actually had a view where you couldn't actually see anything at all except a bush.
Yeah, if you go standard view at Kidani, you're just committing to poor view, okay?
Yeah. And what's nice is that they value, like they put them points based on that. They're like, yeah, this is a 9-point room. Here you go, right?
So. But if you get the same 9-point standard view room over at Jumbo, you got a whole lot better chances of getting something halfway decent.
Oh, okay. That's good to know.
But it would have been like a parking lot view would have been 10 times better than this. Cause this was like, we didn't even get the sun. Right. So that was a bad view. I wish I remembered the room number. Cause that would be my pick for the worst studio we've been in. And at the time it needed a refurb too. So we weren't too thrilled on that.
But I'm going to get all kinds of hate here from the Riviera people. Okay. But to me, those cruise ship cabins called Tower Studios that are the same point cost as something at Saratoga, they're like the worst value to me that's out there. Okay. Because I don't even get to, if it's just me going, I don't even get to enjoy the sofa without having to do this flip down the bed thing. At least if I go to any other studio, I can have a sofa and I can have a bed and I don't have to move them. Okay. So to me, that's like the least desirable out there because I just don't think they got the points right.
It's all relative to the resort, right? I mean, the whole resort is very high priced. So I'm going to agree with you on that, though. We got to visit one the last time we were there. And just being in there, I was like, I could probably do this for like 3 days and then I would want out of this room because actually the bathroom was very nice and spacious, but the room was basically like if you had the bed down, there was nothing. And then you put the bed up and you got like a couch and that's the whole room. And it's just like, it's clearly the flop house, right?
It felt really during like New York City, you know, like,
yeah, right. Yeah. It's like I've stayed in some small rooms in big cities like that, as I said, for like a long weekend for food and wine, okay, but it would not be a room I would want to stay in for a week, that's for sure.
Yeah, so okay, let's come back into some of the other comments here, and it's funny because it's just scanning them, we all get backed up in some way, okay. Yeah. And so Amy was saying Old Key West is my least favorite. I like having a couch and the kitchenette feels like it is in the bathroom. Old Key West feels like a normal hotel room to me. Scott was saying, I love them all. And he's going radio silence on this. And John comes in with some truth and says, Old Key West, no place to sit and the world's smallest TV, which he's backing you up there, Jake.
Yeah.
And then Tony is saying BLT Studio was miserable for three adults. Our worst stay in 20 years, which I could not imagine having three adults in there. And then Jimmy Wells is backing me up here. He goes, Riviera preferred view because the point charts is nuts for those rooms over there.
Yeah.
And you're just not getting a good value. But that being said and done, let's come back over. And Scott, you can't go radio silence on this question, but we want to know what is the best one here. What is your ultimate studio grand prize winner? If you could stay in one studio for the rest of your life and that was it, what would it be? So, Brad, what do you got for us?
So, back to I gave it away when I talked about the best. I'm going to go with a standard room studio in Aulani. For a lot of the things that was just mentioned, you would love it, Jake. Have you been yet, Jake? I don't remember.
No, I have not. May 2022 will be my first time.
If you get a shot to get one of those, give it a shot. Great. Most of them have a beautiful view. They got a great view out of the window. As I remember, did they have a balcony on those? I think they did, didn't they, Chad?
I don't know. Okay, because they're really hard to find. There's only 8 of them, and they weren't even original deployments there.
No. So
they were an add-on.
I can't remember exactly whether they had a balcony or not, but I just know for the amount of points, it made it so easy for us then to, because what we did was we did that for a few days. That gave us enough points to do a 2-bedroom for the rest of our stay. So we did a split that way to where we could stretch our points. And so, and listen, it's Hawaii. Move me there tomorrow. I'm good. I'm ready to retire to Caribbean and beach, and let's do it.
Okay. Alicia, what are you thinking?
They do have a balcony. They do have a balcony, Brad.
Oh, okay. I was thinking it did. It did.
Well, if I have to live there forever, see, that's a different conversation, right? So, I said, well, wherever I could go vacation to, like, you know, just like my husband and I, and go play in a studio, we were thinking, I'm at Hilton Head. Everything I've researched and done, they have huge rooms. I mean, like 375 square feet, they're enormous. And then you have, you know, your dedicated bed and your couch, and like, there's a big bathroom, and then there's even like a whole like nook area, like when you walk in the door, for your golf clubs to sit. And I think they even have like a, I think it was called a wet bar, and I don't know, it just sounds very like couple, like vacation kind of thing. But if I had to live somewhere forever, it would be, you know, at my Copper Creek in one of those little alternate studios, and I'll be 85 years old living in there forever with 7 billion points. So that's where I would be forever.
Got it. Jake, what about you?
So I'm going Grand Flow all the way, Grand Floridian, just because you do have that bathroom and the half bath, perfect when I'm going with a traveler or somebody else. And the balcony at Grand Floridian is just balcony coffee drinking galore for people like me who love to just sit out there an hour and a half before hitting the parks. The ambiance is really, really nice. And I love having a lot of closet space. I forgot to mention that. Grand Flow for me just feels like it has a lot of space to store things. You have the lifted bed so you could just stick your suitcase under. And it's just overall a really nice experience, and I love it.
Okay, Pete, what are you thinking?
So we were just at we got upgraded from a standard view to a, I guess it was a, what do you call it, a lake, or not lake, a garden view at Boardwalk. And it was room 3057, and there's a set of rooms that look out on the lawn if you're at the Boardwalk, there's that lawn area. Mm-hmm. And so it's like having a Boardwalk view room, but it's actually a just a pool garden view room. And there's like, I don't know, 3 or 4 studios there on the third floor, and they have these huge, huge balconies, probably like 4 times the size of a normal balcony. And it was like really nice to, like, if I was going to be, say, that's going to be the only place I get to stay for the rest of my stays, I would love doing that, because you could have people come up and you could hang out on the balcony, watch the people walk around going by, look out on the boardwalk, and you wouldn't have to worry about getting a boardwalk view room. That would probably be my ultimate. Other than that, it would probably be a Poly Lakeview. Third floor.
Okay. Well, if you're going to go Poly and Lakeview, third floor is the way to do it. But for me, I'm going to have to go with the most popular studio out there, the one that sells out instantly. And I was there early November this year, and that's the Jumbo Value Room.
Oh, those are great.
I fell in love with those rooms. Okay. The point charts had me. Okay. You had me at the point chart. Okay. However, I check in, and I'm like, they're right up near the front, so you don't have to go traipsing back through that whole animal kingdom, fingered out, you know, branched out into the savannah, figuring out how they can get as many rooms around the animals as they possibly can. You're right up there at the front. There was an elevator. I could drop straight down to the pool. I could take that elevator and go straight outside to the bus stop.
Yep.
It was just like the ideal location. I'm going, my gosh, I get why these things are so popular. I get it. I get it. I completely get it. I wish I hadn't sold my Animal Kingdom contract. Like, I get it. And so that's the number one by far for me studio that I've ever stayed in. And the one I will always try to get if I'm ever going by myself or going booking a studio again. It's just like not even a question. Not even a question.
Yeah.
Let's see what some of the listeners like.
We've gotten those four or five times and yeah, they're great. You don't really even notice the smaller. They're a little bit smaller in size. I think like 40 square feet, but you don't even really notice.
Got it. And so John was saying that the Copper Creek Alternative Studio, he's right there with you, Alicia. And Holly says, I know it's a long shot, but we have our fingers crossed for the alternate studio at Copper Creek that feels more like a one bedroom. So there's three votes for that. And Amy is right there with you again, Alicia, saying it's like Team Alicia tonight. Okay.
Yay. They get me.
Right. That she would live in the Hilton Head Island one as well. And then Scott sitting here going with Pete for the Poly Lakeview for the win. Wake up every morning to the fairy horn, look over to the Magic Kingdom and two baths. Plus you get the fireworks every single night, right? And Nicole was saying, I've had one glorious DVC trip and I got to try studios at Jumbo, Boulder Ridge, Saratoga, and it's going to be hard for anything to ever top Savannah View. My wife is right there with you on that one in terms of a studio. I don't think you could find something that makes her any happier.
That was awesome. That was awesome. It's just like, oh, there goes a draft. Yeah.
Yeah. And then Bruce says, Poly is my ultimate. The spacious room in the Hawaii feel does it for me. Captain Cook's also my favorite dining and of all the options for a DVC resort. Willie is tuning in saying our value studio this week had a Savannah view, giraffes every morning. And so, yeah, like, there you go, Willie. That's the other thing. He's backing me up on my Jumbo value. If you don't get the pool side, you get a good chance of having a Savannah side. So it's like a quarter of the rooms there seem like they have some type of Savannah view on them.
Yeah, there's eight Savannah out of the 18.
Okay.
So it's like 40% or something like that.
Yeah, it's a little, you know, and Amy was saying she agrees with me about Animal Kingdom value, but I wouldn't want to live in one. And well, it's only going to be me and maybe one other person. So,
well, and kind of the trick for both you and I on the choices we made, part of this, we were thinking in terms of value as well, going, okay, can I afford to live here forever? And so, but if I didn't have to, one, not worried about price, I'm not going to stay at Aulani standard room. I'm going to be in an ocean view studio. Spend the points. Right, Chad?
I bet the three bedroom would be nice.
Making the decision is because it's lower points. So. But
yeah, it's just like if it was the only studio you could book. So Lori was saying, we love the Boardwalk Studio. Nice balcony, has a great view. Yeah. And yes, we did enjoy our time at Boardwalk as well. So let's move on to our final question tonight. And this is, I think, Pete, you mentioned it earlier, those rare unicorn special rooms. So we kind of heard your answer for best recruit room request number review or things that listeners can go check out on touring plans to go research and put in their room requests. So, Pete, you were saying there's a quadruple balcony over at Boardwalk.
Yeah. So third floor. And as I said, we were in 3057. There's a couple more on either side that were studios and some were one bedrooms, but there was like eight rooms there in a row that had, you know, that even though you don't have a Boardwalk view, which is really hard to get, you still kind of have a Boardwalk view. And unfortunately the fireworks weren't going, so we couldn't see if you could see the fireworks over the resort, but it really was a nice location. And so that would be probably one of my recommendations. Another one would be, and I'm going to hate to do this because I don't know the room number, but the third floor Tokelau at the Poly. If you're on the top floor at the end, that's closest to the beach.
Like, you can get a lake view.
Two rooms on either side. You basically have a lake view for the price of a standard view, and you can sit on your balcony and watch the fireworks.
Some of the most requested rooms there. as well.
Yeah, the first time we stayed there, and it was right after they opened. You know, I'd called and I didn't know anything, so I told the guy, hey, what, you know, can you give me a room that would be, you know, I don't know what a good room would be. Give me a good room. And he's like, oh yeah, I'll put you down. And we had one of those rooms, and it was great because you could sit there and actually see the fireworks right from your balcony, and you didn't pay that extra, so it was really nice.
Nice, Brad. What about you? Any thoughts for a room request here?
Yeah, I muted, and so I had to make sure I had unmuted. yeah, I think for me, you know, I'm still back in Hawaii because that's where my heart is. They have ocean view rooms, but the trick is that if I remember correctly, at the very end of the two extensions, that's where they have like the larger two bedrooms. They're on the end, so you can't get into those with an ocean view studio. But again, an ocean view studio towards the end, and I would get on the left-hand side. I forget what the name of the...
Ewo wing?
Yeah, the male wing. There's a male wing and a female wing, but you're actually allowed to stay in there, guys. By Alicia, you can stay in the male wing. It's allowed. But yeah, is it Ewa? Was that what it was?
Yeah, I think so.
Ewa?
When you're facing the ocean from the lobby, Ewa is on the left.
On the left, yeah. Yep. And so I prefer that view, ocean view, because it gives you, you can see parts, the parts of the pool and those areas that you'll also catch a glimpse of. I just like the view from that side a little bit better. So that's where I would be. And I would go for about mid-level. Don't go out to the highest. The highest will give you a great ocean view, but you almost lose the impact of the ocean because you don't see the shore as well. You want to be down about mid-level, so nothing's in your way, but you can still kind of get perspective of where the ocean is and see the other things that are around. So
awesome.
That'd be my spot.
Awesome. Alicia, did your research come up with anything to point out?
Yeah, so the alternate studios at Copper Creek, which you probably have all heard about, there is a few of them. I mean, mm-hmm. but they're, you know, like Copper Creek is like two long, like pointy things, right? So, and it's where they cut and turn. There's like this weird, awkward, like footprint of a room. So it's not big enough for a one bedroom, but it's kind of big for a studio. So the big things where it makes them beautiful is they have a lot of glass space. So like your kitchen, or I would say your like sitting area, has lots of window space. So it's really pretty views. And it's just a really nice, unique kind of unicorn kind of room.
Got it. Jake, anything topping your list for room request here?
So if you're over at the Grand Floridian, I would recommend requesting high floor corner room, because I personally love overlooking the monorail. And if you're on one of the lower leveled rooms, they'll put you where you're kind of like the awning, I guess is the right word for it, kind of obstructs the view of the monorail a little bit. Mm. But if you're in the highest floor in the corner, you have a perfect clear cut view of the monorail and you're like really close up to it, which I love that. I love just sitting out there drinking my coffee like you guys know I like to do and watching the monorail just whiz by. And you have a really good view also since you're so high in the corner of the pool if you kind of look to the right a little bit. So it's if you're on the right side of the building. So it's kind of the best of both worlds a little bit.
Yeah. So my take here would be the value rooms over there. Pete already said you get 8 out of 18 has a Savannah view. I had one with a phenomenal, like picturesque pool view. Like I just mouth dropped jaw. Like it was just gorgeous, that pool view, because you had all the trees in front of you and it was like jungle looking, but it was just this beautiful blue pool down there. Very tropical looking, not quite as African looking in my opinion, but I'll still take it. Okay. I'll still take it. So that was really good. And then I had a beach club room that had a wraparound balcony. It was on a corner. And it was perfect for us because we had two strollers at the time. So we were in that studio. Everybody was complaining. And where do you put the strollers? They all sat out on the balcony all night. And literally the balcony wrapped all the way around the side of the room. So it was like, I don't know, a 40-foot balcony out there. And so that was a really cool thing to have as well. I don't know that we'd ever get that again, because I don't know that we'll ever book a beach club studio again. But if you're booking a beach club studio and balcony space is important to you, you could look those up and request those there. And so Amy asked this question here. What's the best way to request a particular room? I use the, $16 a year, $15 a year subscription over at Touring Plans. and you can go through their whole database. It's really hard to find, but once you find it, you can come back in and click on a particular room, see the balconies that are there, see the inside of just user submitted photos. And then they have a request this room feature, and you can put in some instructions and they'll email that over, and they have like a back-ended link to Disney. And so member services can do it for you as well, but their choices are really limited, like high floor, low floor, near the elevator. Whereas if you go to touring plans, you can dial it in your request a little bit more. And just bear in mind, it's a request. It's not guaranteed. They do try to help everybody out, but there's certain rooms like those rooms that everybody requests, and not everybody can have them.
Yeah, it's worked about half the time for me.
Yeah.
Touring plans?
Yeah, we're batting over 50%. Okay.
The touring plans is great because it's, whereas if you call direct, you got to know what you want. With touring plans, there's pictures and there's reviews. And so you get input as to, okay, what, like right now, that wraparound balcony, you got me going, Chad. I didn't know that. So now I need to go to my touring plan subscription and figure out where those are at and see if I can't get one. So.
Yeah. And Jimmy also points out as well, I don't know how we didn't think of this. Shame on us, right? Shannon Ford, the third member of the newscast team, put out these really cool videos where she's doing a screen share through touring plans, and they're all on her YouTube channel. And we're in the process, I think Jake's adding them onto our resort wiki. So if you go to mydvcpoints.com, go over to the resort wiki and pick one. Sooner or later, Shannon's videos will all show up there.
Nice.
And
that should be up by the latest midweek, and that's the latest. Most of them, the bulk of them, should be done by tomorrow or Tuesday, so super awesome. Soon.
So that's how you can go find Shannon's videos there, and they're super cool. Amy was saying, Touring Plan says the third floor Toko Oil rooms on the north ends are the most requested rooms in their system.
Yeah, and no surprise.
Yeah, Jimmy's saying Jumbo Club level for pampering, and... Yeah.
I forgot about that. Oh, my goodness.
That's actually a very good value, because if you compare it to how much it actually costs to do club level if you're paying cash, it's actually a very good value if you're doing it that way.
You're going to break the rules and make that your dining facility for free?
Yeah.
That's true. Okay, I'm changing my story if it's the I have to live there.
That was the good one.
Let's go with that one. Yeah.
Rooms next to each other there, Peter.
Yeah. And I would also say, if you're requesting rooms, I have had a really good chance of getting what I want by faxing them a request. If you go on to Touring Plans or just Google, you get the resort phone number. I think All Ears has it as well.
And you just fax number on the resort wiki as well.
On the wiki as well. We have the fax, and you just fax it over. And I've had a really good chance. And also, when you get to the resort, I always like to remind them. If I don't get a room that I like, I'll just say, hey, is there any way that we can work something out and you can put me there? And sometimes they've actually gone in and said, oh, we have it available, and they'll change it. Because they can miss it. Sometimes they're going so fast and they miss it.
That's what the manager told me, okay? I talk with the lady who is above, like, she's the supervisor of the people who do all the room assignments. And her request was not to tell people to start to fax things in. You can. She goes, but then what happens is it's on a physical fax machine and it prints a paper and it could fall off and get lost. And the touring plans is all electronic now. Okay. So she goes, believe it or not, we kind of prefer the touring plans method off the record because it's an electronic record and we don't have a chance of the fax machine being out of paper, a piece of paper getting lost. So take that for what it's worth. But Pete, you were saying, I didn't want to cut you off.
No, I'm sorry. Never mind.
Okay.
I'm thinking also, like, when you're also checking in on your phone now that everything that we're not really checking in with, you know, humans, you know, face to face anymore, to just reiterate on there that, you know, because if you have any special requests that you already asked for, also put it into when you're checking in as well.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And don't check off where it says priority to have your room early. If you really want a request, leave that one unchecked, because if you check that one off, they're just going to put you in whatever room is available first.
Whatever gets cleaned first.
Right. So just leave, if you really are dead set on a room, leave that unchecked on online check-in.
There you go. There you go.
And for Alicia's comment on at Copper Creek, I just looked it up real quick. There's six of those alternative studios, one on each floor, and they all end with 115. So 2115, 3115. There's, so there's six of them to request. Yeah. So if somebody wants to request those, that's the room number.
Yeah, go check them out. They're pretty swanky.
Yeah, you could just request a series 115 if available. Mm-hmm. You didn't really care the floor because you want the funky layout. Mm-hmm. So, okay, well, that pretty much wraps up our show for today. We'll be back next Sunday. And Brad, if I'm understanding our schedule right, we're going to hit one bedrooms and two bedrooms next week, right?
Oh,
that's my jam.
Yeah, that was it. And we were saving to the end to do grand villas and standalones. Yep.
There you go. So we'll be back next week talking about the best and the worst one bedrooms and two bedrooms. And I want to thank everybody for tuning in. Again, thank you to our season sponsors, the DVC Rental Store, DVC Resale Market, Monera Financial, and Incredible Vacation Club Homes.
Ladies and gentlemen, please watch your head and step as you exit, and take small children by the hand.
Aw, cheer up, Dad. You know I'll come back. With DVC.
My DVC Points is an unofficial Disney-inspired podcast created by fans of Disney Vacation Club. The thoughts expressed in this podcast are personal opinions and personal experiences. My DVC Points is not affiliated with Disney Vacation Club, the Walt Disney Companies, or any subsidiaries. We encourage listeners to contact their DVC guide or member services for official DVC policies.